back to the Nutri Medical Report. And the first our guest, of course, is Care Barrier University, Pete Fedick and Jim Deal. And welcome, gentlemen, to the program.
Well, I'm here. I'm glad to meet you again, Dr. Bill, and glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
A couple of different markers that are going on. For of course, today I'm in California, and we have the primary. We have to make sure that the Hildebeest doesn't get in. Secondly, we have the price of gold taking off like a rocket the last month. Jim, are you there? Not yet. Okay. Pete, what do you think of what's going on with gold right now? People should understand this is a gold-saving club, if you want to call it, with a network where you can actually, if you work hard at trying to encourage other people to save at by the gram in gold, you can, in 12 weeks, get free gold and start to build a residual income. That's really the basis of the whole system. Now, there's other spin-offs of that where you can advertise your back office to other people within the network. You can buy and sell in gold-backed currency, which is what the currency or notes are, the carat bar currency notes and the cards. But let's talk about the real markers, what's going on in the culture. Right now, this last month, apparently, we added only 38,000 jobs, which is one person in 8,000 Americans got a job. That's pretty desperate, isn't it?
Well, you have to remember where those numbers come from, too. Those are padded the way it is.
Right.
And I mean, it's really...
They have a new definition of unemployment. If you're not seeking employment, you're not really unemployed.
Right, exactly.
So 94,500,000 Americans are not seeking employment, so therefore they're not unemployed.
Well, that's the sad part of it, you know.
There's a higher unemployment rate than the 1929 crash. I remember my grandfather and grandmother would have people come to their home because my grandfather was successful even during the Depression. Just being adaptive, and people need to be adaptive, but not everybody is. The problem is that right now, to be adaptive to this culture, no matter whether you're an attorney, a doctor, a broker, a movie producer, a taxi driver, or a home cook, you need to start saving in gold because gold is going to appreciate dramatically in value relative to the fractional reserve currencies. And it's interesting that the date that the Hildebeest got her potential with her superdelegates, which is really evil, numbers, was 6-6 of 16, i.e. the Mark of the Beast number.
Right.
So the Sanders supporters are seething. And if they think that the Democratic Party are going to come to this election unified, what I've heard is anywhere, depending on the state, in West Virginia it's probably 50 to 60%, but at least 30% of Sanders voters will not vote for Hillary. Another 30% to 50% will vote for Trump, because basically Trump and Sanders on many issues are a lockstep. They just have a different approach as to how to achieve it. What's going to happen, and remember now, America is the engine of the world economy. They'll try to say China is. It's really just a manufacturing port for sending out goods to the first world, which is Europe and America. And without the engine of American economy, the whole world crashes. In other words, if America gets a cold, somebody else gets lobar pneumonia in terms of the economy. To convince people how to do it, what I tell people is real simple. You make a list of 5 to 20 people. We'll call them and play the sizzle call for 5 minutes. We'll simply show them that's all they have to do to convince other people to start saving in gold. And start off with the simplest plan. Don't overwhelm people. Say, look, get a membership at Bronze for $50-some dollars. Save a gram of gold a month. Convince 2 people to do that, and if each of the people that you introduce do that in a year, you'll have over 1,000 people in your network. It's that simple. It's so simple, it's almost like breathing. You know, breathe in, breathe out, like Dan Jeromo said, you know. Mm-hmm. Make the list, sizzle call. You know, it's like washing dishes. Wash the dishes, rinse them off, put them in the rack, let them dry off, finish off the drying, put them away. You shouldn't get upset if people don't get really energized right away. You try to maintain the energy and the momentum. But you're going to find that 4, 5, or 10 deep, you're going to find those geode people that are really going to get it, and they'll pick up the momentum and move with you. So within a matter of 6 months to a year, you're going to have such momentum just with picking up those geode people that get it right away. And they'll vary all the way from, you know, people like Professor McCanny, our astrophysicist, to Kino, who's a fruit salesman of exotic fruit in New York City to brokers in Wall Street to movie producers. It's hard to predict exactly who's going to a single mom at home who gets it and really is dynamic and can, you know, just wants to get out of the slump. They realize, hey, I can work at home. I have one baby in the oven and one here, and her husband isn't making enough money to make jobs because they may not have benefits. They need to get out of that. And the solution isn't going to either be Sanders or Trump alone. It's going to be the leadership of these guys, but it's going to be us. We have to take the leadership to develop a new, solidly based economy that can't be fractionally reserved away with Andy money.
That's right? Exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I always tell people, you know, when you're talking about make a list of 5 to 20 people, the best way to approach that list is actually to find what your why is. Why are you going to get gold? Because some people are missing the boat on this whole thing, because what we're doing with carrot bars is we're providing a consistent way, number one, that people can store their wealth. Most people buy gold, as opposed to silver, for that matter, to store wealth.
Right.
But the other reason is there's a lot of people out there, and many more that are starting to wake up, that realize that gold is real money, and you better have some in a currency reset. Or any of those situations where
well,
you
the currency
need to
is resetting. It's already started resetting in August of 2014. The ruble is now less than half what it was. We now have meetings of these different oil nations about whether or not they're going to release a lot more oil because there's an oil glut. I mean, I saw a picture the other day from an article linked over at Drudge where it showed a satellite picture of all the oil tankers around the South China Sea, all the way from Saudi Arabia to South China Sea through those straits near Singapore. It's like half the oil in the world goes through there, and the tankers are all just sitting around full. They can't even move any more oil off the wellheads. It's very, very crazy. And this is the reason why Venezuela is tanking, because they're a communist economy, single economy based on oil. And when the oil hit under $50 and went down to, I think, 42, it killed them. It's just also killing the oil industry in Western America and, you know, like up in North Dakota and elsewhere, where basically they can't make enough money to keep their businesses going to drill and frack wells all over the place. It's just they can't do it.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, what we have with carrot bars is it's a way that you can, number one, store your wealth, and number two, have your spending money at the same time. It really covers both uses and or needs that gold can provide, as opposed to gold and silver. And so it's a great way to, you know, to really expand your horizons, if you will, knowing that why, and then because if you know your why, you can really start attacking your list.
Well, you know, really there's some history here too. If you look back at gold as a standard, the ancient Romans, at the time of the senators like Cincinnatus, who was a farmer up in northern Italy, and he came in for one term and kind of fixed things up, and he said, "No, I'm finished in one term, which is 2 years," in the Roman Senate. As they deteriorated Rome with the various, emperors of Rome, they actually went from a gold standard to copper. Remember that? Copper coins?
Yeah.
Again, remember copper rusts. Copper turns green and sticks together and rusts. It becomes a mess. Gold doesn't. Gold and silver always usually have a ratio. I think, what is it, something like 20 to 1 or something like that in terms of ounces and value. They fluctuate a little bit, but usually it's around that. There's a ratio there.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is if you ask big bankers, like, for example, a big banker in New York City, they'll tell you that they want gold bars on a pallet jack move from one vault to another vault. They don't tell you about electronic fund transfer of funny money created in cyberspace. They want a pallet jack with a confirmation on a camera that the guard has moved the gold in the underground tunnel, say, in the Bank of New York Reserve, which is 45% of the gold bullion on the planet, in every country, is sitting right there. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It truly is amazing.
Yeah, when we went through last year in September, we had a private historian actually take us around the different sites around New York City. I realized New York is the capital of the planet. I mean, it is the capital. Hi, Jim. How you doing? Oh, he's now in a squirrel voice, so we have to fix him. He sometimes sometimes his Skype is very Skypey.
Got to stop sucking helium.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, helium. Yeah. Well, I think it's helium to keep him his speed up to be able to sponsor more people with his Goldback network.
Am I back now?
You're back now. You're back now. I don't know how you do that. I mean, is that something you're able to do just voicing, or is it your Skype acting weird?
It's a special gift of mine. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, everybody's got a special gift, but you never not some people never discover it while they're alive. Some people, if they discover it, realize that their special gift would be good as a movie extra in, let's say, a Marvel comic. But yeah. it wouldn't necessarily make you money here on Earth. Now, this special gift is to realize that it is the financial Titanic. It's not a good idea to roll out the new linen coffee, new table covers, and the napkins, the linen napkins, and the fancy gold and silverware. It's to get gold. The Titanic is starting to list one side, the economy, and of course some people are telling to say, just sit in their seats, the roast is coming, everything's fine, you just have to make sure that we'll nail your roast to the table so it won't roll off. Yeah, and of course, that's what's happening with the economy. They're saying, don't worry, pay attention to the election. And right now, the only one who can fix this is a businessman, i.e. the Donald Trump. Bernie identifies some of the problems, but he has no clue how to fix it. Being a socialist communist, he is no way. And Hillary, she's so corrupt, she's actually trying to drive holes in the side of the Titanic with a giant battering ram to make sure the ship sinks faster because she'll make a bigger profit. So she's
part of the corruption of the ship to somebody else.
yeah, sell the ship. And of course, it's it was her husband, Bill, which I'm sure was her collaboration, that signed the worst bill ever that Donald Trump's pointed out, the NAFTA, North American Free Trade. Free trade is not fair trade. It is, let's rip America off, ship the jobs elsewhere, try to sell stuff back, and eventually you have no middle class. So you can't afford to buy any of this stuff. Then the world economy crashes, which the globalists want. Now, how do you convince somebody, and we do this every week, to determine what their why is? How do you convince somebody how easy it is to do this program? In fact, you don't even need to do it. They can actually just sit on the phone conversation while we do it for them for one or two calls, and then they say, you mean that's all you have to do? Yeah, you share that you're going to save a gram of gold. You're going to commit to buying a gram every month and get two people downline to them, because you only can add two people to your network. When we're adding more people to the Nutra Medical 7 network, which is not only including my whole family, but we're actually sending sponsored people to them, but they have to work their other leg. I had one gentleman who had trouble with his KYC documents in the fall, and it was real funny. He called up in a big panic because he says, I went into my website, and it says that I have X number of dollars sitting there. All I have to do is cycle on the other side. I said, you got it. You were slow in getting the KYC documents up to spec for the Germans because they're really stickly. And I think he had some thousands of dollars waiting for him. I said, you know what? That money I'll deposit as soon as you cycle, which means you need to call people, get them the CISL call, and get them on the network.
Yep.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not unusual. I've seen that with other people. They had no clue because they don't monitor, you know, what's going on. And that's you actually make a really good point in that what I do with some of my people that I think, you know, that have showed some initiative is I'll reach out to them and just say, hey, did you know that, boop, you got XYZ amount of units on your strong side? How can I help you build your weak side so we can get some things going?
Right. I like the two legs. I call them your power leg and your banking leg. Your power leg is one where you and your family and your buddies are, and your banking leg is the other leg where if you don't get 50 units in your power leg and 25 in your banking leg, you don't cycle. You don't get a deposit on Friday.
Right.
On the Julie system. So
yep.
It's that simple. I mean, this is not like any other we call network club, if you want to call it, because it's not even to fit all the criteria. You actually have people that don't even have to buy a package. They can make some money, by just introducing it. But why would you introduce it to somebody else if you haven't done it yourself? It's like, you got to be kidding. It's like, oxygen is good, but I think I'll sell you all the oxygen in this room, but I don't need any. I'm okay. I don't need oxygen. I'm thinking, yes, everybody needs oxygen. In fact, if we want to preserve a culture in America, even a free world, I was looking at the number on Drudge, the number of people coming into America from China. It jumped to 654 from January to now, from, I think, 8 or 10 last year. The same way with from Haiti and all countries around the world. They're all a panic that that Trump's going to get in. He's going to close the border. And they're also the third world economy everywhere, including, by the way, China. People have to understand, China is not really a first world economy. It's got a tiny strip of manufacturing sites along we call the Dragon Cities. And as my friend Ron Klatt said when he was over in China last year, he said, if you go two streets over from the main drag in China in any major city, it's like going back to China two centuries ago. You know, people running around buying chickens and cages and things like that. It's like, you've got to be kidding. So, you know, although China is 4 billion people, there's probably only a couple hundred million, just smaller than America, that are actually working and engineering and doing other things. And really, their whole economy, they're trying to build a middle class because they really don't have one. That's why a lot of people are trying to escape China, because for the average Chinese person, there's no economy for them.
Yeah, I've never been over there, but I hear that they've got just tons of empty properties and buildings that they
build all these cities for millions of people, and nobody can afford to live there, hundreds of miles in from the coast. And everything's on the coast. If they had a tsunami, their entire cities would just disappear. If they started a nuclear war within 12 minutes, their cities would be vaporized into atomic dust. Because Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan are armed to the teeth by us. So, you know, this interlocking... I recognize it as not my bumper, so I knew something. It came in somewhere else. That was not my bumper. Anyway, so people out there, if you're listening, we're trying to resurrect your health with natural molecules. So if, let's say, you've got congestive heart failure and you say, well, I don't like taking Lasix and getting my electrolytes all screwed up and feeling weak and my muscles cramp up. Well, the same thing with your finances. Do you like to stick your money into a reverse money, or we call anti-money banknotes, where you actually owe the Fed Reserve for all the money you've saved or the equity in your home or your pensions? Do you want to play with politicians where they like Hillary Clinton or Bernie, that elect themselves with your future debt and debt of your grandchildren? Do you want to be manipulated to the point where all of a sudden they say, hey, I got bad news for you. Bad news is your money's all gone. Good news is we're going to write chits on the future to feed you gruel so you won't starve to death. That's what politicians like Hillary Clinton, like old Hildebeest, and Bernie want to sell you. What Trump wants to sell you is he wants to rebuild a new economy where 90% of the jobs in 10 years aren't even invented yet. But the problem is, you see, he's got a long road to go. He's got to actually, he talked about auditing the Fed Reserve. But, you know, it really comes down to you. No matter what the government does, it's going to take years to devolve this system and move it to something that's better. If we can keep Donald Trump alive and a network of people he's going to do to fix him, this very screwed up government that's very evil and corrupt. But today you can start carrot bars. Today you can save in gold. Do it. Back in a moment.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. So Jim, tell us what your secrets are to try to get people motivated, get them going, build their network. And there are so many flashing signs on the dashboard of your vehicle driving down the financial highway now. It's like you see wrecks off the road in terms of countries. You see Venezuela declaring a state of national emergency saying the Americans are coming. You see Russia and these other countries just crashing. You see third world countries just... like the economies in Venezuela and Argentina and Brazil, and they're trying to turf one politician for another, thinking it's somehow a magic pill that's going to fix their financial system. All these nations are delusional, aren't they? We're in an Obama-created, primarily because Obama drives the engine of America, Obama-created depression. And if you look at the actual numbers, not the funny numbers that they try to create for you to lie to you, because I think, I've called him this straight from the start 7 years ago. I call Obama the lying, L-Y-I-N-G, king. You know, like the movie The Lion King? I call him the Lion King. The Lion King. And I watched him in an interview the other day, and he was actually saying, there's not a shred that the IRS is going after. Not even a little tiny shred. And he's there laughing and bobbing his head around like one of those bobblehead toys you get in your car that bounce their head around. And I'm thinking, Obama, we know that you're lying because there's air moving over your vocal cords. So, you know, you don't need to, it's not an easy test. I mean, it's like, is Obama lying? Well, actually, you might have an accidental truth once in a while. Just like, for example, he was saying, and I listened to conservative talk radio, and this is their story. And he says a story about how we're taking all your money and we're giving it to people that don't deserve it, and we have open borders and we're this and that. I think, this guy's listening. And then he says, that's their story. He doesn't say he rebukes it. In fact, if anything, he's saying, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm having a good time doing it. I'm extremely successful at doing it. Have a nice day. Yeah. And people are like figuring, well, if Trump gets in, he's going to fix everything. No, he's going to fix a lot of stuff. It's going to take two or even three terms, or maybe even a Trump-like candidate after Trump, to continue like the legacy of people like Ronald Reagan. And, of course, it was followed by George H.W. Bush, a corrupt politician. There couldn't be more. And his son, George E.W., it's ridiculous. We've had, since the assassination of JFK, a coup by the CIA and the global transnational corporate elite, and they're stripping America like a Thanksgiving turkey to the bone. They're, you know, they're like wild animals. They don't even leave the giblet. They're going to eat everything, man. It's just crazy. And Hillary's there gawking at us, where Bill made $16.5 million supporting this university that's international. And what did he do for it? He pasted his face all over the place. So it's hard to believe that what's going on.
Yeah, it is crazy. And, I mean, those are all the negative reasons why you want to do something about it. And that's certainly alone.
The positive reasons, go over those, too, because there's so many positive ones. Yeah, what job could you get where you don't have to take a special training course where we'll help you, and we succeed by helping you, that you can start with as little as $50-some dollars or get a silver or gold package for more. You get a higher percentage of money if you do that. And you build a network, and in 12 weeks, if you spend an hour a day, 5 days a week, you've got a network and a residual income forever. Even if you buy it, as it's saying, go to heaven, your family still has it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, there's several things that motivate me personally. You know, on the product side, I think people lose sight of how unique Carrot Bar's product is. We've talked about that before, but that it travels in its own certificate of authenticity, and that becomes very important as things continue to get worse. You're going to want to be dealing with, and you're going to only want to deal with, something that's third-party verified. Well, Carrot Bar's product comes from LBMA refineries, and their refinery name is right, printed right, embedded right on the bar itself. And we have some other features. If you shine a black light on our card, you'll see the Carrot Bar's name and logo. It'll show up, in the ultraviolet light with Herald Sight's initials. So if it's tampered with, you'll be able to see that. That becomes nullified. So the product itself is very unique. It's something that people, if they have no interest in business whatsoever, would want to have just because it's such a unique product.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Try to stay a little bit longer if you can for the next break here, because we started late. We'll grab another 5 or 10 minutes of your time. How's that?
Okay, we can do that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Jim, give us some more pearls of wisdom as to how you can get people involved, help them make them successful, help to keep the momentum up, so that they realize, look, it couldn't be a better time. This is a year when we have election years, when major financial things happen. Remember, the election year last time, 2008, was when the economy crashed, and they'd already passed federal regulations that created the bubble for the housing bubble. They'd actually passed regulations before that gave people mortgages that couldn't afford them. So they were preparing this, and the same kind of things are happening now with the two big-to-fail banks that are now 40% plus bigger than they were in 2008. So we have a new bubble now, a derivatives bubble that's tied directly to oil, which is crashing. That's why communist countries like Venezuela are on the ropes, and so is the Soviet Union. Their latest proxy, which is Russia. And by the way, people should know this, that it was scamtastic. It was a feigned fall of the Soviet Union. Was you know, collectively organized by not only Ronald Reagan but the globalists to fool us into thinking the Soviet Union went away. We crashed their economy. That's what happened, so they couldn't keep up with us militarily. But the same thing is going on right now. And this year, I expect a major painful correction worldwide. And it doesn't matter, by the way, if you're listening to the show or the rebroadcast or podcast in any country. You can be in Argentina or elsewhere where your economy is in the toilet. And you can start building a network now, and many of your downline are going to be in other countries where it's not tied to your local currency that's killing you. So that's another important point. So the positive side is you can do something. You don't need to wait till the next one whiz-bang politician supposedly fixes things, which even if Trump gets in there and he's a wizard at financial stuff, it's going to take years, maybe a decade, to fix the mess that's been created by the abominator and other politicians around the world.
Yeah. One of the things that Dan always said that I like, that it's really important, it's kind of cute, but it sticks, and that is the only economy you can control is the one in your own household. So exactly. I tell a lot of people will look at the big picture, and they'll see what's going on, and they'll kind of freeze up in fear. Like, there's nothing that they can do. It's too overwhelming. It's hopeless. I think that's a big part of the problem with a lot of people. They just they lose hope. And of course, when you can show them an opportunity and a track to run on, which we can do at Carat Bars, and then lay out to them what it takes, And that's what I always do when I bring new people in. I try to identify their level of motivation. You know, you can't, you know, people have got to do this. I mean, there's another little saying I like to say is you can't, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, but you can always salt his oats. So you got to find out how thirsty he is, and then you got to, you know, salt that thirst and create that thirst and give him some hope and give him some something to shoot for and give him a track to run on where it becomes believable.
Right.
So that's key, you know, believing that you can do something, believing that you can make a difference. And of course, we kind of encourage that belief by simply saying, and guess what? We will hold your hand until you get ready to take this thing on your own.
Right.
And the go-getters don't take long. In fact, a lot of times the go-getters want to just kind of go off and do it on their own. And that's fine, but we just encourage people to just stay with us because we want to teach them a system that they can turn around and teach their people. Because
yeah, in other words, yeah, they may be so motivated and organized that they have natural talent, just like I call financial Muhammad Ali's. But there's people that need to be trained where you give them a formula, it can be reproducible downline.
So well, that's problem, what you're, yeah. Yeah, the problem with the guys that are superstars is superstars are not duplicatable. You've got to have a system whereby the average guy can do something with this.
Right.
And so that's what we always try to tell our superstars. Say, look, we want to put a system in place. We want to show you a system that the average guy can do.
Right.
And then it's just a matter of how motivated is the average guy. It doesn't take a lot of talent. I mean, talent's something. Skills are things that can be developed and learned. Motivation is something that they have to have. We can't, you know, like I said, we can salt their oats. We can kind of help motivate them. But ultimately, you know, they've got to be motivated. And they've got to believe that they can do this. And they've got to believe in the product. They've got to believe in the company. And so I just go try to identify those people. I heard an illustration from a guy I worked with in another company. He said basically we're like people that are walking around with an acetylene torch in our hand looking for combustible material. And what a lot of people do is they go out and they get something that will pretend like they're listening to them, and they think, oh, I've got one, right? And they put the torch on them, and it turns out that they're a rock. But they're not smart enough to know that they're a rock. And rocks don't burn, right? So they wind up putting the torch on the rock, and they pull the torch away, and they look, and they go, oh, nothing's burning. Well, let me put the torch back on. They keep, you know, and they and what we need
to do. It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Yeah. So yeah,
the term I use is next.
Yeah.
In other words,
exactly.
If people are in an interested way, and sometimes it happens, like I remember Kino, one of our guys in New York, told us he had a guy from Wall Street, and he was really interested, and his brother was involved in Wall Street in some big brokerage firm. He said, that's a scam out of Germany. It's a scam. And so Kino gave me information because he sent an email out that there were people in the Bundestag and Hollywood producers that were involved or millionaires. And he came back, yeah, I want to get involved now. In other words, sometimes it takes a while for people to kind of sit. You may keep sending them emails. You may have to just, they're hearing bad news. But the Germans are so anal the way they put this together. Even the American regulations or British or elsewhere can't even match what the Germans have done to make sure that every single thing is ticked off, that this is not a scam.
Well, they're very careful that their philosophy is we want this to be around for a long time, which is really good news. If you're looking to build a serious business, you don't want to get into a flash-in-the-pan type of business. You want to get into something where they're committed to it, the longevity of it, and that's certainly Karabar's philosophy. So in some ways, it can be frustrating because they are so careful, but in the long haul, it's really the best way to do it. And that's exactly how they do it. So, you know, it's just a matter of knowing what you got and then working accordingly.
Right.
And, of course, it's I always like to say, and then it comes down to that four-letter word, which is W-O-R-K. But, you know, finding the combustible material is the best way to get this business going. You don't want to spend a lot of time and energy on people that – don't show initiative. You want to be there, make yourself available, and say thanks, but you know, or the way I always like to do it is, look, I'm here to help you any way I can, but I got things to do and I'm busy. And I never want people to feel like I need them, because I don't. My success is not dependent on other people. My success is dependent on me. And if you ever communicate to people that they need, that you need them, you'll scare them off, because then they feel like you're not interested really in them for their benefit. You're interested in them for your benefit. So those are some of the things I've learned about working with people over the years that really make a difference.
Yeah, in other words, it's a no pressure system. We're here to help, but if you're not really interested, we'll keep sending information for you to make a decision down the road. If you are, talk to me and I'll help you.
Yeah.
In other words, it's a no pressure system. It's not like, oh, you got to get involved. You got to get involved and bug them. It's like, leave them alone. Send them information.
Well, there's some urgency. There is some urgency about it, but the reason for the urgency is not because you need them. It's urgent because they need this. You need to do this. This is
important. Yeah.
You know, the house is on fire. You need to get the freaking hose out and start putting the house out, and let me show you how to do that. So you definitely want to communicate urgency, but if they don't get it, that's when I go, I move on. It's next. You know, well, some will, some won't, so what? Next.
Right. What I see things going toward, and this is not to be negative, but to be realistic, which is the ultimate optimist is a realist that has a plan to survive and thrive.
Yeah.
We're heading toward a cashless system. It's going to be ugly. It means a middle class that'll be totally in control with your social score, like in China. They've now started saying you can't qualify for a job, even if you've got engineering certificates or manufacturing or something else, unless your social skill on the social networks is adequate, which means the party has an input on your number, your interactions with other people, your uploads to a Chinese version of Facebook is adequate. What's going to happen is we're moving where the globalists are actually creating the circumstances to blow out all of the world currencies that are paper money, anti-money, and they want to move it to electronic money where they don't even need to print it anymore. That means they'll have total control of everybody. That's scary. And you want a system where you have an economy where they can't just say, ultimately, you're a bad boy today. We slap you on the hands. You don't exist in cyberspace. Therefore, you can't buy or sell. People say, that can't happen. I said, are you kidding? To an extent, what's happening with contracted economies, like, for example, Greece. Greece signed, I think, was it 5 years ago to join the European Union? They're done. If they don't leave the European Union, their economy is going to tank completely. They can't even sell all the olives and cheese they make, even pull themselves out of the economy by European regulations. Is that nuts or what?
Yeah, it's a mess, that's for sure. Yeah, so I mean, and that's all the motivations on the scary side, where we definitely need to get our ducks in a row. And the beauty of Carrot Bars is it provides an affordable way, a secure way, a way that's going to have incredible value in the future. I wish there was a way to paint with people the picture of what it's going to be like in the future. I mean, we try to paint it here, and not to scare people so much, but just thinking in terms of what the value of Carrot Bars is going to have. I guarantee you the people that know what's going on, they're going to take a Carrot Bar over a coin when the time comes. And that's the part that people have a hard time getting a handle on sometimes. It's a very unique product. Nobody has anything like we've got it and offers all the features that we offer.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that's important, Pete, is how do you identify the people that you need to help and then really kind of pour into them? What do you find? How do you identify the people that you know are going to run with it?
Was that for me or for Jim?
For you, Pete.
How do I identify the people that...
They're picking it up right away so you can support them. And again, remember, this is not like where we have access to all the people way downline. You can look at your system in the back office and you get an idea who is getting so many units, buying so many units or sponsoring and so on, so you can identify. But really, how do you pour into those people? How do you identify them and help them even downline?
The first thing I look for, honestly, is do they follow directions? If I give them directions, say, hey, you got to complete your KYC documents, you have to order a package to get in the dual team system, did they do that?
Yeah.
Or did they even ask me? Did they ask me what package I should get or just want to discuss it with me?
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent point. That's true. yeah, their activities are going to, you know, it tells you everything. You know, if you give something, you know, it's a really good point. I had a guy recently that I brought in, and he seemed all excited and all that. And I said, okay, well, this is what we need to do next. And I followed up with him, and he'd done half of it. So I probed a little bit, and I said, where can I help you? And he decided to not engage. So that's when I go next. I say, hey, I'm here to help you anytime I can. Timing might not be right. That's okay. I'm not going anywhere, but I got to get going. My house is on fire. I got to take care of it. When your house gets on fire, call me.
Well, he may not actually until the embers of his foundation have burned down to ashes call you.
Well,
unfortunately,
I mean,
a lot of people, I see this with medical issues. Sometimes people are already blind and they say, Doc, can you give me a few vitamins that will make my vision come back? I say, you're going to need a stem cell transplant. That's level 5, but we got to start off with the building blocks so we can start rebuilding your ability to actually have eyes. The same thing financially. People don't realize it's real simple. If you've got everything stuck in a fractional reserve currency, you got idiot politicians like Bernie Sanders that gets in, or another term of Barack Obama with Hillary Rotten Clinton, or I call it the Hildebeest, you can guarantee your money's going to be worth a lot less at the end of one or two terms of her dictatorship or pseudo-presidency. So, you know, if people don't take control of their own financial future, God help them, literally, because, you know, God sent us. So, you know, it's like the guy that died and he went to heaven. He said, God, why didn't you send me help? I was praying. I'm a good Christian. He said, I did. I sent a guy in a boat. I sent a guy in a helicopter. And I said special forces guys on one of these high-speed jet boats. And you thought an angel was going to come and take you, and I said, these guys.
Yeah, I heard that.
And as a result, you didn't get off the roof into the boat. You didn't get off when the helicopter came. And you figure the jet boat guys, if they didn't have wings, they weren't yours. Well, guess what? We're your angels. We're telling you financially, 2 or 5 years from now when things are really bad, I mean, so bad that you could make a B-movie on it, a lot of people wouldn't go because it's too scary. That's what, and that's where I see things going. I don't see, to be honest with you, it's all our choices to what we kind of future we pick. We can say, let's look at the future catalog. Okay, future 1, I get Caripars. I convince my neighbors and friends and my relatives to all do it. We have an economy, and when the president does something really stupid like the Obama or Hillary, they still can buy and sell things, and we can have a society. Future number 2, we decide not to do carrot bars, too many of us. We decide to believe the president. We believe to mortgage the future to pay for today's gruel. And eventually, when the economy crashes, we start shooting each other. That's alternative number 2. Alternative number 3 is things get so bad, the only thing we can do is to kill each other with a nuclear war. Now, people don't realize there's a tie directly between these things. It's all these wars are banker wars. When you give people funny money and eventually blow up their funny money, they get pretty mad. Like Gerald Celente said, when people lose everything, they lose it. People are in near what's called the lose-it range, and you can see it on Bernie Sanders' side and on Trump's side. People are just pissed that the government is doing all these things. They're not just incompetent, so damned evil. They're willing to take away our currency and our jobs and everything and smile at us and say, see, we're doing a great job, aren't we? I'm thinking, these people are evil and psychotic. It's hard to say which one is dominant. Are they more evil or psychotic? I don't know. It depends on before lunch or after lunch. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's a little of both for most of them.
It takes a little of both. And with Hillary, I think she's got, I think her alternate name is Lilith, the daughter of Satan. She even is worse than the Lion King, Obama. I mean, think Obama, I call Obama Hillary Light.
Yeah, I'd hate to think of what's going to happen if she gets in.
Oh, if she gets in, let me tell you, the moon won't be far enough away or Mars to get away from Hillary. It'll be desperate. And if she starts trying to take away the Second Amendment and people's guns, they're going to give their guns back to her one bullet at a time.
By the way, I haven't had a chance to confirm this, but I've heard that Trump is somewhat of a gold advocate. Have you heard that?
Yeah, of course he is. If he's a zillionaire business guy, of course he's going to have gold. He's probably got private vaults and under his Trump Towers.
I know he's accepted payment for services and property in gold. I've heard that.
Yeah, well, like any serious banker, and he's in his primary city is New York. He's going to know the difference You want real money? It's called gold.
Yeah.
It doesn't rust or canker. The Bible says.
All right, boys. I need to rock and roll.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually
got assets in investment grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back, and Pete. We provide solutions. One of the things I don't want to do is scare people without providing solutions. Whether it's a health issue, preventing cancer, recovering from hypertension or heart disease, recovering from early pre-dementia or dementia, recovering from financial dementia, thinking that the government's going to take care of you, like socialists like Bernie, or Hitler, Rotten Clinton, who's literally for every new person that she brings into the country, it's going to cost us enormous amounts of money on giving them not only Obamacare, but also housing and food stamps and everything else. We cannot be the caretaker of everybody on earth. We can help them build their economy. We can help them stabilize the world economy. But if we don't firstly take care of, charity begins at home, and it begins at your home by starting with carrot bars. If you don't take care of yourself, and the question I ask people is, can you live with yourself if 2 or 5 years from now you haven't told your brothers and sisters, your relatives, your friends, your colleagues about carrot bars, saving in gold by the gram? Can you live with yourself if they're sitting on a pile of dollars, which is like my friend many years ago who escaped the Hungarian Revolution in 1968. He said the notes that they made in Hungary for money were excellent for insulating outhouses, but not for much else. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes.
And,
you know, one of the things, people are starting to educate themselves, but sometimes you actually have to go back and get people to go back and educate themselves what money is, what currency is. And you go back and you find out that we may have started, I should, that's only recent history when I say it too, but we started out basically in 1913 as a fractional reserve currency. In other words, there was something backing some of it. But now it's not even fractional reserve. It's completely fiat because they have taken
away. They don't even have a fraction of something to back it. And since, of course, Nixon, there's not even gold to back it. All it is a what I call a smiley face. In fact, I think if you were to visit the printing press under the National Printing Office and send it over to the Federal Reserve to put a little stamp on it that it's money now, what you'd find is a printing press with all the noise and everything you put on your earphones will go down there, chunk, 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 as they're printing the money. You'd see a giant smiley face. He says, that's what's backing it. It's a gold smiley face on the side of the printing machine. That's it. There's no
that's
gold.
Right.
There's just a gold smiley face.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I mean, I can remember when they printed Bert Convy, just as a joke, Bert Convy, he was a game show host on TV, $1 million Bert Convy notes. and that's what they can get away with by printing out of thin air with nothing to back it. And when people come to that realization and start to wake up to what gold really is, what silver really is, it's the money that God created originally. And well, that's what we're going to be going back to.
I heard an interesting, I don't know if it's a scam or whatever, you can buy a square foot of Ireland, and it costs so much money. You can buy a whole lot of square feet if you want. But, you know, if they issued money that actually gave you a plot of land with a GPS coordinates, maybe 10 by 10 feet,
wow,
that would be better than the money that they pay you now, because at least it's land.
Right.
But this is not. This is anti-money. This is scamtastic. And if you don't realize it, as the masters of the scamtastic money finally pull it, like Bert Silver, like Silverstein with the 9/11 building number 6, they're about to pull it, and you don't know this is happening. We're trying to warn you, get out of the anti-money now and get into gold-backed by the gram currency in Carapars.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.